Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Soundcheck's Blind Date. It's a blind date between you, the listener, and an artist you've probably never met. It's possible you could find true love. And now, back to our host, John Schaefer.
In the latest installment of our Blind Date series, we're setting you up with a Brooklyn band called Hospitality. They've been kicking around these parts for a couple of years, but are just now releasing their debut album, courtesy of Merge Records. Before we hear them perform live, let's show them a bit of Hospitality. Amber, Nathan, Brian, and David, welcome to Soundcheck. Thanks. You all for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Amber, I understand you are also a chilly purveyor at times.
Yeah.
You horrified by my tale of the chili recipe?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I can't imagine even what that would taste like. You said it's deadly. So
I can only assume if someone tries to eat a bowl of chili con carne with 96 chilies in it, they will be feeling it forever or not at all.
Yeah.
Do you make your chili only on special occasions, or?
I like to make it in the fall, I guess, you know, when it's cold, yeah. And it's like cozy comfort food. And I like to eat my chili with buttered saltine crackers. That's
really?
That's sort of.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, that's
a little different from the usual, you know, grated cheese.
Yeah,
grated
maybe
onion,
some sour cream and
yeah.
Some scallions.
Okay.
But definitely you have to try it, the buttered saltine cracker.
All right, next Super Bowl party. Maybe it'll cut down on the taste of the 96 chilies. So we asked you guys to fill out our blind date questionnaire, as all previous artists in the series have done. And the first question is, describe your music in three words or less. Bonus points for creative answers. You guys wrote, nervous first date. Nathan, what does that mean?
I have no idea. I don't remember when we we said that. I mean, I think the music has a kind of optimism, but maybe a slight tension to it,
mm-hmm.
which might be how one would feel on a first date.
Are you also nervous about, you know, your debut is coming out on the same record label that gave us Arcade Fire and Spoon, you know, a label with a certain cachet to it?
True, yeah, that's a good point.
All right, well, let's hear a song from the forthcoming record by the band Hospitality. They are your musical blind date for today. This is called All Day Today from Hospitality on Soundcheck.
Don't you know?
the band is Hospitality. All Day Today is the name of the song. It's going to be on their debut album, which comes out Tuesday. The band is playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today and doing an album release show next Friday, February 3rd, at Glasslands in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. The members of Hospitality: Amber Papini singing, playing guitar, Nathan Michelle singing, playing guitar, Brian Betancourt playing the bass and some backing vocals, and David Christian behind our drum kit. They are the band Hospitality in our series Blind Date. And going back to our Soundcheck Blind Date questionnaire, the sixth question, by the way, you can see the questionnaire and the band's answers on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Who filled out most of these answers, Nathan?
Well, we did it when we were driving to Toronto to play some shows, so we were all kind of brainstorming in the car.
Okay, so if you could be any musician for a day, who would it be and why? And you answered Charlie Parker. It would be fun to play that fast. Who's the Charlie Parker fan?
I think we all are.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some consensus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just...
Though I did later wish that I had put Susan Boyle.
But the English singer,
right,
from...
Right.
But which reality show was she from again?
I think she was American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no,
she
over
was
in
the English one.
Yeah,
right,
the
right.
X Factor, yeah, or Britain's Got Talent, one of those shows.
But Charlie Parker would be good, too.
What about this one? What is the last album you bought? One of you wrote Robert Ashley, Perfect Lives.
That
was me, yeah.
All right. Can I just say I'm impressed?
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Ashley, the guy who invented the form of the video or TV opera back in the 70s.
Right.
And you bought Perfect Lives, the whole thing, the whole big box
no,
set?
No, it was just the bar part with Blue Jean Tyranny.
Blue Jean Tyranny plays Buddy, the world's greatest piano player. And here's what he sounds like in that role.
The right edge of the shot. She is Earth. We are the sun. People are gathered in the backyard. This is the celebration of the changing of the light. They do it as often as they can in summer. They come to talk. They pass the time. They soothe their thoughts with lemonade. They say things like...
Well, that's a little bit of the melancholy conclusion of Robert Ashley's video opera, Perfect Lives. The Backyard is the name of that section. And last album that Nathan from Hospitality bought was Robert Ashley's Perfect Lives. You can see the answers to the Blind Date questionnaire on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Amber, I understand that when you're not strapping on the electric guitar, that you're a second-grade teacher?
Yeah, that's right. I teach second grade.
Who's teaching them now?
We have a sub.
Okay.
Thankfully.
So whenever you guys are out on the road, you have to kind of make adjustments professionally. And...
Yeah. And luckily my job's been very supportive.
Mm-hmm. So what happens, you know, you got the debut album coming out. It's, you know, there's already a little bit of, you know, attention being paid. You've been gigging around and stuff. What happens if this takes off?
I think that we're going to play it by ear and see what happens, you know.
All right.
We're not ready to quit our day jobs yet, so.
The band is Hospitality, and the next song they're going to play, I'm glad you're doing this one, Friend of Friends. I think Friends of Friends is probably my favorite off the record. It's also the one that has this music video that stars the actress Aaliyah Shawkat, who plays Maybe on Arrested Development. But let's hear a live performance, the band Hospitality, on our Blind Date today on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
dress on with a wrinkled sleeve. My hat and glove, my money please. Oh, it might just come with a burn black hat. I'd rather be home, my president's there.
Hospitality is the band. Friends of Friends is the name of the song. It'll appear on their debut album, which comes out on Tuesday. And if you go see the band playing live, for example, on their record release show next Friday night, February 3rd at Glasslands in Brooklyn, you'll see Amber and Nathan playing guitars, David behind the drums, and Brian playing a bass guitar, Brian, that looks an awful lot like Paul McCartney's old model. Is that because you, too, are a left-handed bassist?
Yeah, it's really easy to find left-handed basses that look like Paul McCartney's bass. I guess that's what lefties look for.
I guess so. Now, this brings me to another question from our blind date questionnaire. Who was your first musical crush? You answered the Beatles. Now, was this also a kind of a, Amber, a consensus?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And is it a love affair that's lasted?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, for me. Yeah, I can say so.
So the last time we listened to the Beatles, my mom gave us the mono box set two years ago for Christmas. We listened all the way back from South Carolina where we were driving from, and I don't think we've listened since then to the Beatles. We listened to, like, the entire Beatles catalog. So.
All right. Now, before we get too far from that song, Friends of Friends, Amber, it seems like, among other things, this song might actually be kind of a love letter to New York. You know, you talk about old New York and New Amsterdam and stuff like that. You all came here from elsewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm from Kansas City, and Nathan's from Charleston. Brian's New Jersey, and David's from Atlanta. I think it's sort of easier to write about things that are exotic or in memory. You know, I'm from Kansas City. I often write about, like, my past, and because it's a, you know, a memory. Mm-hmm. And I think it's easy for me to write about New York because, you know, I love New York, but it's not that familiar to me, you know, so it's a little
it's
exotic.
Still exotic, yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah. I mean, you're based in Brooklyn. There is, of course, a huge scene, indie rock, alternative, underground, I mean, many other scenes too, but do you feel, you know, that you're part of that kind of community there, or is it just like lots of different bands all following their own path and passing like ships in the night?
I think that we have our own circle of musicians and bands that we play with and that we hang out with, and I wouldn't say that we're friends with all the Brooklyn bands that you see online and in mm-hmm. the magazines, but we have a good community.
All right. Well, the record release, Hospitality, is out on Tuesday, the 31st. February 3rd is the record release show at Glasslands in Williamsburg in Brooklyn. The band is Hospitality, and they've been our musical Blind Date, our Blind Date series, an occasional feature on Soundcheck. And to the four members of the band, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us this afternoon. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, take a disco nap, because you're going to want to be ready for a special hour-long disco show. First, we will look back at the career of the Bee Gees, and then dance fever breaks out when we welcome the Brooklyn disco revival band Escort, some dozen or so strong, to our studio for a live performance. That's Monday on Soundcheck. Breaking up the tea at Candy. Bad baby blue and his old bad nose. Na 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 na. Birthday Song is from the new forthcoming album by the band Hospitality, wrapping up Soundcheck today. And we invite you to join our latest crowdsourcing experiment. It's our Super Collector project. We want to hear from people with massive collections of music or music-related stuff. You know, concert tees, memorabilia, rare instruments. If you're a super collector or know someone who is, fill out our nomination form on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Gina Joldasis. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.